and specialists, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Authorities in Orlando confirmed the gunman who killed nearly 50 people at a popular gay nightclub early yesterday morning, pledging allegiance to ISIS. Orlando Police Chief John Mina telling reporters that Omar Martin spoke with 911 operators and pledged his allegiance to the terror group. He killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. He was killed in a shootout with police. His former wife says that he beat her repeatedly and was violent and also mentally unstable.
A few months after we were married, I saw his instability, and I saw that he was bipolar and he would get mad out of nowhere. That's when I started worrying about my safety, and then after a few months, he started abusing me physically.
Later, he pledges his allegiance to ISIS. Officials this morning clarifying that he killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. Mateen was killed in a shootout with SWAT officers. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
On the investigation continues a day after the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history in Orlando. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson telling Fox News the shooting shows an increased threat from ISIS.
Islamic terror, certainly represented by ISIS and other groups, is a real and growing threat. And we have to take it seriously. It's a reality I wish we weren't facing, but we have to face it.
However, the president refuses to acknowledge Islamic terrorism. USA Radio's Jason Wirt continues our coverage.
President Obama is facing criticism after he refused to call the Orlando terrorist attack Islamic terrorism. In his press conference addressing the attack, the president wouldn't even acknowledge known facts that the gunman declared support for ISIS.
We are still learning all the facts. This is an open investigation. We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer.
International newspapers and media outlets such as the London Daily Mail noted the president refused to call the attack Islamic terrorism despite ISIS claiming to be behind it. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, people around the world mourn those killed in the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Vigils being organized in places like Paris, Rome, Jerusalem, and Brazil. World leaders, including Queen Elizabeth and the Prime Minister of Israel, sending messages of support and solidarity. Testimony continues today in the trial of a Baltimore police van driver charged in connection with Freddie Gray's death. Officer Caesar Goodson is facing a second-degree murder charge after the state said he caused Gray's fatal spinal cord injury last year by giving him an unseat-belted rough ride in a police transport vehicle. WikiLeaks getting ready to publish more of Hillary Clinton's emails from her time as Secretary of State. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange telling an interviewer that the anti-secrets website has emails pending publication. In March, WikiLeaks launching a searchable archive of more than 30,000 emails and attachments sent to and from Clinton's private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. Microsoft says it's buying the professional social network company LinkedIn. The cash deal is valued at $26.5 billion. Last year, LinkedIn had $3 billion in revenue, up 35% from the year before. Microsoft officials say this will accelerate the growth of LinkedIn, Microsoft Office 365, and Dynamics. Microsoft is paying $196 per share for LinkedIn, a 50% premium over the stock's closing price on Friday. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Authorities in Orlando confirmed the gunman who killed nearly 50 people at a popular gay nightclub early yesterday morning, pledging allegiance to ISIS. Orlando Police Chief John Mina telling reporters that Omar Martin spoke with 911 operators and pledged his allegiance to the terror group. He killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. He was killed in a shootout with police. His former wife says that he beat her repeatedly and was violent and also mentally unstable.
A few months after we were married, I saw his instability, and I saw that he was bipolar and he would get mad out of nowhere. That's when I started worrying about my safety, and then after a few months, he started abusing me physically.
Later, he pledges his allegiance to ISIS. Officials this morning clarifying that he killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. Mateen was killed in a shootout with SWAT officers. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information.
information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
On the investigation continues a day after the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history in Orlando. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson telling Fox News the shooting shows an increased threat from ISIS.
Islamic terror, certainly represented by ISIS and other groups, is a real and growing threat. And we have to take it seriously. It's a reality I wish we weren't facing, but we have to face it.
However, the president refuses to acknowledge Islamic terrorism. USA Radio's Jason Wirt continues our coverage.
President Obama is facing criticism after he refused to call the Orlando terrorist attack Islamic terrorism. In his press conference addressing the attack, the president wouldn't even acknowledge known facts that the gunman declared support for ISIS.
We are still learning all the facts. This is an open investigation. We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer.
International newspapers and media outlets such as the London Daily Mail noted the president refused to call the attack Islamic terrorism despite ISIS claiming to be behind it. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, people around the world mourn those killed in the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Vigils being organized in places like Paris, Rome, Jerusalem, and Brazil. World leaders, including Queen Elizabeth and the Prime Minister of Israel, sending messages of support and solidarity. Testimony continues today in the trial of a Baltimore police van driver charged in connection with Freddie Gray's death. Officer Caesar Goodson is facing a second-degree murder charge after the state said he caused Gray's fatal spinal cord injury last year by giving him an unseat-belted rough ride in a police transport vehicle. WikiLeaks getting ready to publish more of Hillary Clinton's emails from her time as Secretary of State. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange telling an interviewer that the anti-secrets website has emails pending publication. In March, WikiLeaks launching a searchable archive of more than 30,000 emails and attachments sent to and from Clinton's private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. Microsoft says it's buying the professional social network company LinkedIn. The cash deal is valued at $26.5 billion. Last year, LinkedIn had $3 billion in revenue, up 35% from the year before. Microsoft officials say this will accelerate the growth of LinkedIn, Microsoft Office 365, and Dynamics. Microsoft is paying $196 per share for LinkedIn, a 50% premium over the stock's closing price on Friday. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
In Specialists, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Authorities in Orlando confirmed the gunman who killed nearly 50 people at a popular gay nightclub early yesterday morning, pledging allegiance to ISIS. Orlando Police Chief John Mina telling reporters that Omar Martin spoke with 911 operators and pledged his allegiance to the terror group. He killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. He was killed in a shootout with police. His former wife says that he beat her repeatedly and was violent and also mentally unstable.
A few months after we were married, I saw his instability, and I saw that he was bipolar and he would get mad out of nowhere. That's when I started worrying about my safety, and then after a few months, he started abusing me physically.
Later, he pledges his allegiance to ISIS. Officials this morning clarifying that he killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. Bettine was killed in a shootout with SWAT officers. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
On the investigation continues a day after the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history in Orlando. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson telling Fox News the shooting shows an increased threat from ISIS.
Islamic terror, certainly represented by ISIS and other groups, is a real and growing threat. And we have to take it seriously. It's a reality I wish we weren't facing, but we have to face it.
However, the president refuses to acknowledge Islamic terrorism. USA Radio's Jason Wirt continues our coverage.
President Obama is facing criticism after he refused to call the Orlando terrorist attack Islamic terrorism. In his press conference addressing the attack, the president wouldn't even acknowledge known facts that the gunman declared support for ISIS.
We are still learning all the facts. This is an open investigation. We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer.
International newspapers and media outlets such as the London Daily Mail noted the president refused to call the attack Islamic terrorism despite ISIS claiming to be behind it. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, people around the world mourn those killed in the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Vigils being organized in places like Paris, Rome, Jerusalem, and Brazil. World leaders, including Queen Elizabeth and the Prime Minister of Israel, sending messages of support and solidarity. Testimony continues today in the trial of a Baltimore police van driver charged in connection with Freddie Gray's death. Officer Cesar Goodson is facing a second-degree murder charge after the state said he caused Gray's fatal spinal cord injury last year by giving him an unseat-belted rough ride in a police transport vehicle. WikiLeaks getting ready to publish more of Hillary Clinton's emails from her time as Secretary of State. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange telling an interviewer that the anti-secrets website has emails pending publication. In March, WikiLeaks launching a searchable archive of more than 30,000 emails and attachments sent to and from Clinton's private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. Microsoft says it's buying the professional social network company LinkedIn. The cash deal is valued at $26.5 billion. Last year, LinkedIn had $3 billion in revenue, up 35% from the year before. Microsoft officials say this will accelerate the growth of LinkedIn, Microsoft Office 365, and Dynamics. Microsoft is paying $196 per share for LinkedIn, a 50% premium over the stock's closing price on Friday. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Authorities in Orlando confirmed the gunman who killed nearly 50 people at a popular gay nightclub early yesterday morning, pledging allegiance to ISIS. Orlando Police Chief John Mina telling reporters that Omar Martin spoke with 911 operators and pledged his allegiance to the terror group. He killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. He was killed in a shootout with police. His former wife says that he beat her repeatedly and was violent and also mentally unstable.
A few months after we were married, I saw his instability, and I saw that he was bipolar and he would get mad out of nowhere. That's when I started worrying about my safety, and then after a few months, he started abusing me physically.
Later, he pledges his allegiance to ISIS. Officials this morning clarifying that he killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. Mateen was killed in a shootout with SWAT officers. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
On the investigation continues a day after the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history in Orlando. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson telling Fox News the shooting shows an increased threat from ISIS.
Islamic terror, certainly represented by ISIS and other groups, is a real and growing threat. And we have to take it seriously. It's a reality I wish we weren't facing, but we have to face it.
However, the president refuses to acknowledge Islamic terrorism. USA Radio's Jason Wirt continues our coverage.
President Obama is facing criticism after he refused to call the Orlando terrorist attack Islamic terrorism. In his press conference addressing the attack, the president wouldn't even acknowledge known facts that the gunman declared support for ISIS.
We are still learning all the facts. This is an open investigation. We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer.
International newspapers and media outlets such as the London Daily Mail noted the president refused to call the attack Islamic terrorism despite ISIS claiming to be behind it. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, people around the world mourn those killed in the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Vigils being organized in places like Paris, Rome, Jerusalem, and Brazil. World leaders, including Queen Elizabeth and the Prime Minister of Israel, sending messages of support and solidarity. Testimony continues today in the trial of a Baltimore police van driver charged in connection with Freddie Gray's death. Officer Cesar Goodson is facing a second-degree murder charge after the state said he caused Gray's fatal spinal cord injury last year by giving him an unseat-belted rough ride in a police transport vehicle. WikiLeaks getting ready to publish more of Hillary Clinton's emails from her time as Secretary of State. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange telling an interviewer that the anti-secrets website has emails pending publication. In March, WikiLeaks launching a searchable archive of more than 30,000 emails and attachments sent to and from Clinton's private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. Microsoft says it's buying the professional social network company LinkedIn. The cash deal is valued at $26.5 billion. Last year, LinkedIn had $3 billion in revenue, up 35% from the year before. Microsoft officials say this will accelerate the growth of LinkedIn, Microsoft Office 365, and Dynamics. Microsoft is paying $196 per share for LinkedIn, a 50% premium over the stock's closing price on Friday. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Authorities in Orlando confirmed the gunman who killed nearly 50 people at a popular gay nightclub early yesterday morning, pledging allegiance to ISIS. Orlando Police Chief John Mina telling reporters that Omar Martin spoke with 911 operators and pledged his allegiance to the terror group. He killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. He was killed in a shootout with police. His former wife says that he beat her repeatedly and was violent and also mentally unstable.
A few months after we were married, I saw his instability, and I saw that he was bipolar and he would get mad out of nowhere. That's when I started worrying about my safety, and then after a few months, he started abusing me physically.
Later, he pledges his allegiance to ISIS. Officials this morning clarifying that he killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. Mateen was killed in a shootout with SWAT officers. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Well, the investigation continues a day after the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history in Orlando. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson telling Fox News the shooting shows an increased threat from ISIS.
Islamic terror, certainly represented by ISIS and other groups, is a real and growing threat. And we have to take it seriously. It's a reality I wish we weren't facing, but we have to face it.
However, the president refuses to acknowledge Islamic terrorism. USA Radio's Jason Wirt continues our coverage.
President Obama is facing criticism after he refused to call the Orlando terrorist attack Islamic terrorism. In his press conference addressing the attack, the president wouldn't even acknowledge known facts that the gunman declared support for ISIS.
We are still learning all the facts. This is an open investigation. We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer.
International newspapers and media outlets such as the London Daily Mail noted the president refused to call the attack Islamic terrorism despite ISIS claiming to be behind it. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, people around the world mourn those killed in the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Vigils being organized in places like Paris, Rome, Jerusalem, and Brazil. World leaders, including Queen Elizabeth and the Prime Minister of Israel, sending messages of support and solidarity. Testimony continues today in the trial of a Baltimore police van driver charged in connection with Freddie Gray's death. Officer Caesar Goodson is facing a second-degree murder charge after the state said he caused Gray's fatal spinal cord injury last year by giving him an unseat-belted rough ride in a police transport vehicle. WikiLeaks getting ready to publish more of Hillary Clinton's emails from her time as Secretary of State. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange telling an interviewer that the anti-secrets website has emails pending publication. In March, WikiLeaks launching a searchable archive of more than 30,000 emails and attachments sent to and from Clinton's private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. Microsoft says it's buying the professional social network company LinkedIn. The cash deal is valued at $26.5 billion. Last year, LinkedIn had $3 billion in revenue, up 35% from the year before. Microsoft officials say this will accelerate the growth of LinkedIn, Microsoft Office 365, and Dynamics. Microsoft is paying $196 per share for LinkedIn, a 50% premium over the stock's closing price on Friday. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Specialists, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Authorities in Orlando confirmed the gunman who killed nearly 50 people at a popular gay nightclub early yesterday morning, pledging allegiance to ISIS. Orlando Police Chief John Mina telling reporters that Omar Martin spoke with 911 operators and pledged his allegiance to the terror group. He killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. He was killed in a shootout with police. His former wife says that he beat her repeatedly and was violent and also mentally unstable.
A few months after we were married, I saw his instability, and I saw that he was bipolar and he would get mad out of nowhere. That's when I started worrying about my safety, and then after a few months, he started abusing me physically.
Later, he pledges his allegiance to ISIS. Officials this morning clarifying that he killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. Mateen was killed in a shootout with SWAT officers. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
On the investigation continues a day after the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history in Orlando. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson telling Fox News the shooting shows an increased threat from ISIS.
Islamic terror, certainly represented by ISIS and other groups, is a real and growing threat. And we have to take it seriously. It's a reality I wish we weren't facing, but we have to face it.
However, the president refuses to acknowledge Islamic terrorism. USA Radio's Jason Wirt continues our coverage.
President Obama is facing criticism after he refused to call the Orlando terrorist attack Islamic terrorism. In his press conference addressing the attack, the president wouldn't even acknowledge known facts that the gunman declared support for ISIS.
We are still learning all the facts. This is an open investigation. We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer.
International newspapers and media outlets such as the London Daily Mail noted the president refused to call the attack Islamic terrorism despite ISIS claiming to be behind it. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, people around the world mourn those killed in the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Vigils being organized in places like Paris, Rome, Jerusalem, and Brazil. World leaders, including Queen Elizabeth and the Prime Minister of Israel, sending messages of support and solidarity. Testimony continues today in the trial of a Baltimore police van driver charged in connection with Freddie Gray's death. Officer Caesar Goodson is facing a second-degree murder charge after the state said he caused Gray's fatal spinal cord injury last year by giving him an unseat-belted rough ride in a police transport vehicle. WikiLeaks getting ready to publish more of Hillary Clinton's emails from her time as Secretary of State. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange telling an interviewer that the anti-secrets website has emails pending publication. In March, WikiLeaks launching a searchable archive of more than 30,000 emails and attachments sent to and from Clinton's private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. Microsoft says it's buying the professional social network company LinkedIn. The cash deal is valued at $26.5 billion. Last year, LinkedIn had $3 billion in revenue, up 35% from the year before. Microsoft officials say this will accelerate the growth of LinkedIn, Microsoft Office 365, and Dynamics. Microsoft is paying $196 per share for LinkedIn, a 50% premium over the stock's closing price on Friday. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Authorities in Orlando confirmed the gunman who killed nearly 50 people at a popular gay nightclub early yesterday morning, pledging allegiance to ISIS. Orlando Police Chief John Mina telling reporters that Omar Martin spoke with 911 operators and pledged his allegiance to the terror group. He killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. He was killed in a shootout with police. His former wife says that he beat her repeatedly and was violent and also mentally unstable.
A few months after we were married, I saw his instability, and I saw that he was bipolar and he would get mad out of nowhere. That's when I started worrying about my safety, and then after a few months, he started abusing me physically.
Later, he pledges his allegiance to ISIS. Officials this morning clarifying that he killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. Bettine was killed in a shootout with SWAT officers. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Well, the investigation continues a day after the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history in Orlando. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson telling Fox News the shooting shows an increased threat from ISIS.
Islamic terror, certainly represented by ISIS and other groups, is a real and growing threat. And we have to take it seriously. It's a reality I wish we weren't facing, but we have to face it.
However, the president refuses to acknowledge Islamic terrorism. USA Radio's Jason Wirt continues our coverage.
President Obama is facing criticism after he refused to call the Orlando terrorist attack Islamic terrorism. In his press conference addressing the attack, the president wouldn't even acknowledge known facts that the gunman declared support for ISIS.
We are still learning all the facts. This is an open investigation. We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer.
International newspapers and media outlets such as the London Daily Mail noted the president refused to call the attack Islamic terrorism despite ISIS claiming to be behind it. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, people around the world mourn those killed in the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Vigils being organized in places like Paris, Rome, Jerusalem, and Brazil. World leaders, including Queen Elizabeth and the Prime Minister of Israel, sending messages of support and solidarity. Testimony continues today in the trial of a Baltimore police van driver charged in connection with Freddie Gray's death. Officer Caesar Goodson is facing a second-degree murder charge after the state said he caused Gray's fatal spinal cord injury last year by giving him an unseat-belted rough ride in a police transport vehicle. WikiLeaks getting ready to publish more of Hillary Clinton's emails from her time as Secretary of State. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange telling an interviewer that the anti-secrets website has emails pending publication. In March, WikiLeaks launching a searchable archive of more than 30,000 emails and attachments sent to and from Clinton's private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. Microsoft says it's buying the professional social network company LinkedIn. The cash deal is valued at $26.5 billion. Last year, LinkedIn had $3 billion in revenue, up 35% from the year before. Microsoft officials say this will accelerate the growth of LinkedIn, Microsoft Office 365, and Dynamics. Microsoft is paying $196 per share for LinkedIn, a 50% premium over the stock's closing price on Friday. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Authorities in Orlando confirmed the gunman who killed nearly 50 people at a popular gay nightclub early yesterday morning, pledging allegiance to ISIS. Orlando Police Chief John Mina telling reporters that Omar Martin spoke with 911 operators and pledged his allegiance to the terror group. He killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. He was killed in a shootout with police. His former wife says that he beat her repeatedly and was violent and also mentally unstable.
A few months after we were married, I saw his instability, and I saw that he was bipolar and he would get mad out of nowhere. That's when I started worrying about my safety, and then after a few months, he started abusing me physically.
Later, he pledges his allegiance to ISIS. Officials this morning clarifying that he killed 49 people and injured at least 50 more. Mateen was killed in a shootout with SWAT officers. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
On the investigation continues a day after the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history in Orlando. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson telling Fox News the shooting shows an increased threat from ISIS.
Islamic terror, certainly represented by ISIS and other groups, is a real and growing threat. And we have to take it seriously. It's a reality I wish we weren't facing, but we have to face it.
However, the president refuses to acknowledge Islamic terrorism. USA Radio's Jason Wirt continues our coverage.
President Obama is facing criticism after he refused to call the Orlando terrorist attack Islamic terrorism. In his press conference addressing the attack, the president wouldn't even acknowledge known facts that the government declared support for ISIS.
We are still learning all the facts. This is an open investigation. We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer.
International newspapers and media outlets such as the London Daily Mail noted the president refused to call the attack Islamic terrorism despite ISIS claiming to be behind it. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, people around the world mourn those killed in the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Vigils being organized in places like Paris, Rome, Jerusalem, and Brazil. World leaders, including Queen Elizabeth and the Prime Minister of Israel, sending messages of support and solidarity. Testimony continues today in the trial of a Baltimore police van driver charged in connection with Freddie Gray's death. Officer Cesar Goodson is facing a second-degree murder charge after the state said he caused Gray's fatal spinal cord injury last year by giving him an unseat-belted rough ride in a police transport vehicle. WikiLeaks getting ready to publish more of Hillary Clinton's emails from her time as Secretary of State. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange telling an interviewer that the anti-secrets website has emails pending publication. In March, WikiLeaks launching a searchable archive of more than 30,000 emails and attachments sent to and from Clinton's private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. Microsoft says it's buying the professional social network company LinkedIn. The cash deal is valued at $26.5 billion. Last year, LinkedIn had $3 billion in revenue, up 35% from the year before. Microsoft officials say this will accelerate the growth of LinkedIn, Microsoft Office 365, and Dynamics. Microsoft is paying $196 per share for LinkedIn, a 50% premium over the stock's closing price on Friday. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Good morning.